Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be the special. So, Swarm Rez Shifli, which means our sister Vas from Shmur is coming to Swarm Rez Shifli, Zadha Fatim, Vas Meir Zev. And the Rafuas, Yochevet Fegel, Vas Mechad Vas Basya. And Chana Gittel Bas, Naomi Eliza. And the Wis Victoria Bas Tila Ravil, Shashachal Israel. Parashas Noach, the Medrash says, "Noach matzachem of Yochanan of Lechet Shem Hach Lech Brachet B'Divko, Hachikashi Ma'ava Kachnemar Kanchem Nemar Lamdim Yosef Chen Beinav." So in the pasuk Noach matzachem, the Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes. The Medrash says a Moshe of Yochanan to a person who was going on the path, and he saw someone, and he connected to him, and he connected to him with love. And here it says Chen by Noach. And it says chayin, that Yosef found chayin in the eyes of the Sarat Abachim. So that's the idea of being loved, finding charm in this person's eyes, being loved. And Noach was found to be by Hashem, charming, loved, beloved. Shem Elokei Shamar Lecha Hashem Malach Barach B'Div Kol Heichanat Shishlita. So another mashal here is somebody who's going on the way, and he saw somebody else, and he connected to him. Until how much? Until he made him ruler. So too it says here, chayin, it says, Vati Esther, Nosis chayin, that Esther became leader, Esther became a ruler. So too the chayin by Noach, connected to rulership. Rabbanam, lechet shayim mahalech, rachet b'dibko, adhechen, achenas nos bita. Somebody was walking on the way, and he saw someone else, connected to him, and then he gave him his daughter. Kach ne'amar kan chayin, v'ne'amar lan b'shafachti, chino, v'shach l'beit sabay yashir shalayim, ruach chayin, B'sachanunim. Here it says chayin, and it says, and I will spill on the house of David and on the dwellers of Jerusalem a spirit of chayin and tachanunim. Ad heichan ad sheyodea lahav chayin ezebem in izonus b'tei shels b'yom v'ezin izonus b'tei shels b'alan. How much? Until he knew how to distinguish between an animal that needs to eat during 2 hours of the day, or 2 hours of the day, and an animal that has to eat at 2 hours of the night. Ad kan divrei ha-medrash. So the derech of Sifrei Chasidus, and the Shem Yishmuel is no exception, is to quote a medrash and give a shot at a medrash. So a person wants to learn medrash with a perish, so he can go to the classical medrash and learn perushim that are in the classical medrash, printed in the regular Midrashic format, or in addition, he can look into the Sifrei Chasidus and see beautiful interpretations of Midrashim, Al Derech HaKabbalah, Al Derech HaVoda, Al Derech HaChasidus. So the Heilig Hashem Yishmuel in the year Tafrei Shayin Hei, 1914, Parshas Noach, said as follows, Venera Lefarish. The Niamu Razal, the command be medish posikal sol kimisalech noach mushal a mel shell or shne bonim. Echad god of echad cotton, echad amar the cotton halachimi, vamalagod above alach lefani. Kachavram shiakoho yafis alach lefne lefan salach lefani ve samim. A mel shiakoho raz sol kimisalech noach. So Mushal brings a medish means a mushal of a king who had two sons. One was big, one was small. He said to the small one, come with me. And he said to the big one, come, go before me. So to Avram, Hashem, who was stronger, Hashem said, walk before me. Yisalech l'fani v'yisamim. Noach, who was weaker, it said, Selekim v'selech noach, Hashem walked with him. V'zesh yisakan. So that's what it says here. It says the Shem Yishmuel. Moshe lechat shayim malach v'derech v'rachat v'div kwad heichan. Hainu shereish yisdavr shedib kovar kach b'mtzol satveik v'sach alamash yizachah. So here the initiator was Hashem. When was going on the derech, barachad v'dibko. And heichan, how much? Until the kasherim of Ava, he connected him with love. So here, in the first part of the medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the initiator. And Noach was, he was medavik to Noach, he was davik to Noach, clung to Noach. And then Noach was zochet to what he was zochet to because Hashem was clinging to him. So if so, the haschala was from Hashem. As we saw in the Medrash, that Hashem walked beside Noach as opposed to Avram, who walked before Hashem. Avram shows Hashem. V'lo kamo she'amri zal v'avram she'bachar v'lo kirva. There's a medrash that there's a zayar that God's voice was talking to everybody, and only Avram heard. Only Avram heard the lech lecha. But Hashem said it to everybody. It wasn't only to Avram. Just Avram was the only one who heard it. The Medrash says in Midbar Rabbah that Avram chose Hashem, but he wasn't Makariv. Hashem wasn't Makariv him. Hashem chose Avram, but he wasn't Makariv him. Avram was Makariv himself to Hashem. But Noach was Zochot to what he was Zochot to, because Hashem became Dovik ben Noach. So Hashem took the first step, and he connected to Noach, and then Noach was Zochot to what he was Zochot. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Shekosher imo ahava. Maisilam Yosef at Sadik. Rabbi Yochanan says he connected him with love, and he brings from Yosef at Sadik. Banu Kamoshi Yosef at Sadik, Shesimitasa Meolam, Shmiris Habris, Umas, Betanu give it to Nufe Dahi Alma, Zachul Umasa Lakesh Rava Bel Yonim, Ushulamidasa Zohai Yafas Torvi Fe Mare, Fe Torvi Fe Mark Zor Kaddish. So Rabbi Yechanan says he was kosher ahava, and he brings from Yosef HaTzadik. Just like Yosef HaTzadik, his midah was that he guarded the bris, and he despised the filth of this world, and therefore he was zecher to a kosher ahava bel yoinim, and because of this midah he was beautiful, that he was so pure. And because of this, he found favor. He was found favor because he was pure. He had this purity. So to Noach, God loved him because he was in a generation where people were immersed in taivos and avos raos and evil, impure loves and the like. And Noach was separate from that. Noach transcended that. He despised this tinuf, this filth. And therefore, he was zecher to a kesher ahava. And that is shleimus v'hizdakchus haguf, she'enenu misavek klal l'tinufei dehayama. That's the purity of the body that doesn't at all desire the filth of this world. Kibol she'esh b'adam psolas y'efshar likshar b'avis Hashem yizbarach, k'mo she'higid admor akoin agadol me'alexander, she'kamo she'medapkim chelkei matech azeh lazeh, tzrichim mikodim l'havir achaluda v'lafach y'chaluda mafsekes, v'hizdakku yachakein le'vodem bod yeshalav chaluda yeshal eskasher b'Hashem yizbarach. So the purity of the body is that it's not misave for the filth of this world. Because a person has filth, he can't connect to the love of God. Like the Admor Me Alexander said, that just like when you put together pieces of metal, first you have to remove the rust, otherwise the two pieces don't come together. So to the heart of a person. If there's rust on the heart of a person, it can't be miskasher to Hashem Yizbarach. Yavshur Shizdabku Yachat. If he has chaluda, he can't be miskasher to Hashem. So if you have rust, if you have impurity, if a person's shut, if the tayvus olam has it, he can't connect to God. So Shimon Lakish says that he made Noach a ruler, and that's shlemus hanefesh. The first day is shlemus v'zdakhus haguf, the purity of the body. Now we have Reish Lakish saying that Noach had the purity of the soul. And that's shlita, that gave him rulership. And that's called in the Zohar Kaddish Ruach. And that's to be of a high spirit in the ways of Hashem and ruling over the spirits. It's also because he guarded his bris. So again, the purity of Noach was that he guarded his bris, and the purity of Yosef was that they guarded their bris. We're talking here about sexual purity. That's what gave them chayin in the eyes of God, says the Shem Yishmur. So now also Reish Lakish, when he says that he was shalim b'nefesh b'ruach, that's what it means in the Medrash. And the Medrash says that ad she shlito, he made him a ruler. Why? Because he was at shleimus hanefesh. And that's called in the Zohar HaKadosh ruach. That's the spirit. That he had a high, so that was the that's how the Shem Yishmul interprets Rav Shimon ben Lakish's Hache Shlita, but he had rulership, meaning rulership of the spirit, that his spirit was strong. The first shlav is, first opinion is Rabbi Yechanan, a strong body, pure body, and now a pure spirit, and both of them come through Shmiras HaBris. And the Zohar Kadosh says that if somebody is Shomer Bris, he gets Malchus, he gets kingship. Kingship is guarded for him. So that's Shlita. And that's brought from Esther, who is ruling over 127 Medinas. And where does this all come from? So this comes from Esther. Esther was hiding her words. You know, Esther lo wasn't telling her nation. So, and that comes, she comes from Shaul. Yisra'am Elucha lo higid. He didn't tell about the fact that he was king. Shmuel Aleph Yud. And that comes from Binyamin ultimately, who's called, whose stone was Yashve, Yesh Peh. He had a mouth, but he ruled over his mouth. He was Shosek. And people who can rule over their mouth can also rule over their bris. Because we know that there are two brisos. There's the bris halosh and the bris hamaor. There's the covenant of the tongue. And there's also the covenant of the mouth, of the covenant of the tongue and the covenant of the bris, of what we call the bris. So that's the bris hamaor, is what we call the bris, and then there's the bris haloshim. So Esther, Shaul, Binyamin, they were all sholeit on the bris haloshim. And here we have Noach being compared to, not incidentally, all those people are descended from, Noach is compared to Esther. So he also, he had shlita over bris hamar, over his bris kodesh. And therefore Esther, because she had shlita over her peh, so and she was also pure, she could guard her mouth, and corresponding to that, the bris, obviously Esther wasn't a male, but her purity, she was very pure, and that gave her charm in other people's eyes. For Rabbanan Amar shenasa lo hazbitoi, so that's shlemus haseichel. So there's a beautiful construct here. That first you have Shlemus Haguf, is Rabbi Yochanan. And that's the chayim that Noah had, like Yosef. And then there's the Shlemus, he had a pure guf, watched his bris, and he had this, he guarded it. Shem ben Lakish says, Shlita is Beruach. And that's the Shlita of Esther. And that's Malchus. And that's also because of Bris Kodesh, because Shomer Bris is, Malchus is guarded for them. And then at the end, you have Shlemus HaSeichel. Kin she'amru b'shlomo ha'melech shelo shol al ha'chochma. Shenamar hareini shol. Hezbito shel melech v'akol b'chlal. Says in the Medrash that he said, I'm going to, what should I ask for? That I can ask for anything. I'll ask for the king's daughter, and that includes everything. Once you got the king's daughter, you have the in. So too, that's chachm. Once you have the chachm, you have the in. You're in. So we see that the Medrash calls chachma the daughter of the king. And that's why when it says here that he had the daughter, it means that he had chachma. And that's how the Medrash concludes. And then he could know, you know, which animal is eating when. And that also comes from the bris, because the bris, as is well known in Sifrei Chassidus, is connected to the moach and to the seichel. So Noach had shlemus on three levels. He had perfection in his body, purified his body, purified his spirit, and he purified his seichel. Yesh lomar, kederech Sifrei Chassidus, he brings this over to the world of Shabbos. Shabbatukum zoi Shabbos, Zohar Kodesh Dani b'Shabbos, Shabbos to Malach Shabbos the Kumas Atim Shavas Mechatin who came Roechad V'Ziv Kach Kashim Wahava Kilum Shodem Ashlich Minu Cheshbonis Harabim Kisuf Nehalm Balam Moshe the Kesha Avu Shlemus Baguf. So on Shabbos, on erev Shabbos, we have this new neshama, and then we can be miskasher Hashem with Ava to the extent that we throw away all our kisufim for Olam Hazeh, our kisufim for guilt, our kisufim for other things of Olam Hazeh. Then we can connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Kesher Ahava, and that's Shlemus Haguf. The Ariya Kodesh says, Sudas El Shabbos Yisrael Kedesh Ola Tumima. Shabbos the Yomam Uzachar Shlemus HaRuach. So at night is Yitzchak, that's the Ola Tumima, and then the Shabbos day meal is Zachar with Shlemus HaRuach. Yosliba Mukba V'Darkei Hashem V'Sudat Avram. Shal HaRuach Eitan Neged Kol Bayolam. So that's But one should have a high heart in serving God. That's the Suda of Avram. And so that those are the three Sudas. So Friday night you have the Kesher Ahava, that you throw away all your kisufim for this world and you connect to God. Yitzchak is willing to die. The Ribono Shel Olam. Shabbos by day. Zachor, that's the spirit that remembers that your heart is elevated in the ways of Hashem. Suda of Avram Avinu, who had a very strong spirit against the whole world. And therefore, it says, that they made Avram king, Bereishis Rabba, Parashim Mem Gimel. And that's what it says in the Medrash, Ad Sheshlitu, that they made, Hashem made Noach the Shalit, the ruler, so to Avram is made the ruler. And that's the day meal of Shabbos. And the person also has the power to take all of his chushim, all of his senses, and lead them to Shemaim, to godly matters, because Sadiqim Libam Rishusam, Sadiqim, their heart is in their possession, and they can rule over themselves. Like it says, Umosha Brucham Lochid Ir, better is one who rules over a spirit than one who captures the city. And then Minchav Shabbos, we have Nachlas Yaakov, which Shlemus the Sechel. So again, night meal is Guf, Yitzchak gave his Guf to God. Shabbos by day is Avram, that's Shruach, he had a strong spirit against the whole world, and he became king. And Luchu Alem, the Medrash says, and that's also Noach, it says in the Medrash, he became a Shalit. And then the Shabbos Mincha meal is Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha is later in the afternoon in Shal Shittas, that's Nachlas Yaakov. Hushlemus HaSeichel, Yaakov is greatness in the Seichel. Tarnik is Marsha Kilas Yaakov. And it's Torah is called the Marasha, the inheritance of the Kila of Yaakov. Torah, Seichel, Yaakov. Zara Kadu Simchas Torah, Yaakov Reisha Lechedvisa, that in Simchas Torah, Yaakov is the head of the Simcha. It's Yaakov is Torah. V'watshan al Simla Bito. And that's the Bas, that's the Chachma. So it says in the Zara Kadosh that Noach is Shabbos. So we have that Noach is Shabbos. And Taka, we found the connection between Noach and Shabbos. Because this Medrash talks about Noach having, as the Shem Yishmuel understands it, a pure body, that God loves him, and that relates to Yosef. And that's Friday night. And that's Yitzchak, that a person loves God, willing to give up his body for God, willing to die for God. And then it says about Noach that he became a ruler. God loved him, became a ruler. That's Keneged Avram, who also became a ruler. And he had a strong spirit. That's the spirit again over the whole world. He had a strong spirit that he went against the whole world. Everyone was on one side. He was on the other, Avram or Ivri. Everyone was on Eber Echad. He was on the other Eber, other side. So that's Avram. That's a strong spirit. That's the day. And that's the second part of the Medrash. And then the third part is that it says that Chayn, what's the Chayn? The Chayn is Nasan Lo's Bito. He gave him his daughter. And the daughter is Chachma, wisdom. And that's Shlemus HaSeichel. Shlemus HaSeichel corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. And Noach had all three because Noach is Taka Shabbos. And we see all three parts of Shabbos, night, morning, afternoon, all correspond to the Avos and to Noach. And Noach Taka was Shabbos. So that's the Mahalach and the Medrash through the Shem Yishmuel. What an incredible schus to learn the Shtikl Shem Yishmuel. And I'm hoping that this year we are zocha to learn a lot of Shem Yishmuel together, because it is just a phenomenal sefer. And it's really about hashchis, not to learn it more, that's what I think. We should be zeichet to do so, and the yisod, I think, that comes out from this shtickle was really the chashivus of Shmiras Habris, especially in our door, where there is so much impurity out there, particularly via technological advances, that we know bring about a great deal of convenience to our lives, interest, and being able to access a lot of information and connect to people. Many, many wonderful, wonderful things, but at the same time, there are also the darker side of things. And maybe we should be mischazik and be very, very careful if we happen to use the technology, which most people today do, that we only look at things we're supposed to look at and only read things we're supposed to be reading. and we're very, very careful to be Shomer Bris, Shomer Naim, Shomer Peh, Shomer Lashon. And in that Tzchus will be Motzei Chen Be'enei Hashem Be'enei Adam, like we saw. Noach was Motzei Chen Be'enei Hashem, and because of his Shmiras HaBris, as was Yosef and Esther, Motzei Chen Be'enei Adam, for their Shmir on their Shmiras Bris HaLashon, Bris HaMa'or. So that's an incredible avodah to do, and we should be zocheh to do it b'simcha. Shalom, shalom.